Well, I'd appreciate your prayers this morning. I feel like the Lord's been talking to me this morning, so I'd like to be faithful to share that with you. I'd like to talk about faith this morning. It's been talked about before. We all know that it's an essential part of living for God. So I'll start with scripture in Hebrews. I want to encourage your faith this morning. I want you to have faith in God. Amen. And I hope when we get through here today that the Lord would bless us to have maybe a deeper thought about that and have it as a reality. In Hebrews 11, the sixth verse says that without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Must believe that he is. Now, if you was here today and you had never known the language, you never knew this statement, you didn't know what faith was, you didn't know what God was, that would have to be explained. So I would like to look at it like that this morning, if you don't mind, to look at it through that window, that maybe I could erase what I think I know and what the way that we've done it and the way we think about it, that we must have faith in God. You must believe that he is. Who is? Who? What is he? What am I to believe in? Well, I'm to believe in the creator of the universe. Yes. He is all powerful. That's one of the explanations of God. All powerful. To believe in all power. I believe nothing is impossible then. Even when I think of the ideas of what nature, power of nature. You remember when Jesus was on the ship and he spoke, peace be still to the waves, and that what manner of man is this that can speak? Where would we start? What avenue would we have if we would get all humanity together and try to stop the waves? I mean, stop the wind, stop the storm. What would we do? We wouldn't even know where to start with such a thing. He's all powerful. Can you be in a place that God isn't there? If I had the wings of a dove, I'd fly to the other. Well, where would you fly to? Is there any, this is a description of God. Can I get in an area or a place that God isn't? No, I can't get in any place there. And what doesn't he see and know and understand? What do you know? What do you understand? This is the explanation. Must first believe that he is this, not he exists. But who exists? All-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent God that is knows everything, does everything. He is all in all. This is God. But you know what we can reduce our faith down to? And I want you to think about this. I've lived long enough and been in enough situations that I've seen this. And I think the Lord has helped me to be able to see it. We many times believe more in our own mind than we do God. And we don't even realize that we're really putting more into our own mind. And we use faith for a catalyst to try to get the will of my own mind accomplished. I've been in places to where I wanted something to happen, not an evil, but I wanted something to happen so badly that I just kind of sit and gritted my teeth and assured myself that I would not entertain any thoughts other than the fact that I was going to have faith that that was going to happen. And never had the mind of God about it. My own mind had dictated what I wanted, and I was going to make God do that by His promises through faith. God, You're going to be faithful to me here because You said if I have faith enough, if I have faith enough in what? My own mind to contrive the end of this thing. This is what we need. We can say we need that brother with us. He's valuable to us, and we're going to demand through faith that you leave him here. My own mind has dictated what I want, my will to be done. You know, that's really not faith in God. I have faith, God, in your mind. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you really want today a God that's a rabbit foot to you? Do you really want God to say to you that if you have enough faith, if you can muster and put out of your mind any doubt, that I'll perform for you what you want? I would be afraid of that. Folks, I would be afraid to start trying to dictate my own life through faith. That's not faith. We're to have faith in God. Not faith in our own abilities, our own wills, our own ways. I want to challenge, there are scriptures that seem to say that if we have faith, if we shuck off all doubts and if we believe with unwavering about any particular thing, that we can have it accomplished. And we leave off the idea of the will of God involved in it. Why was the faithful men and women of the Bible always in trouble with something or another? If they had faith, they should have been able to shuck that off and went on. No, that's what their faith wasn't in their own minds about it. Paul went through all kind of things, and he never assumed that faith could get him out of that, but he cried unto the will of God. Lord, have your way in my life. Lord, you lead me. I don't want to be in a shipwreck out there in the sea. But Lord, by faith, I can get a hold of this and have your will done in my life. Oh, I've been in places where it's been said, well, if you don't have faith that a certain thing going to happen, get out of the room so you won't hinder everybody else. Well, you might walk out of the room or whatever. I want to say, how successful has it really been? I remember one time when my oldest son was a little boy. He was sick on the couch. And he says, Daddy, pray for me. He always wanted me to pray for him. So I prayed for him. I prayed the prayer of duty. I prayed because we believe in prayer. I prayed to encourage him on the prayer works. I prayed. I didn't have feelings and thought about it. I believe in God. I believe in calling upon the Lord. He gave us a right to do it. I believed in that. And I prayed for him the way we pray, and I left off, and a little bit he said, Daddy, pray for me. Oh, he was miserable. He was miserable, and he wanted some help. And so I went and prayed for him again. And nothing really happened. I prayed for him and encouraged him. And I walked from the couch into the kitchen, and when I got into the kitchen, the Lord spoke to me. Go pray. Simple. Go pray for him again. Something happened. The spark of inspiration, the spark of the will of God. I was praying in my mind, in my way. I wanted, and we got the right to pray and believe, God, you're able to answer this. But now I got the mind of God already. Now the mind of God's on me. I don't have my mind now working for this. The will of God had been spoken to me. I'm ready to do something. You go pray for him. Inspiration filled my whole being. I walked in there without one doubt. And I want to ask you something. Can you create that in yourself? Can we as a people create that in ourselves? We don't want to go through this circumstance, so let's have faith enough and us all get together and we'll make God do this. Well, you're not going to make God do it. Thank God that he don't do it. There is times and places. I had an incident one time where I had a bad toothache or something, and someone was just determined that it should be better and started praying, and I appreciate it. God answers our prayers, folks. You need to have faith in God. He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. God cares about us. You know, there's times that God's going to hold back because he's got a purpose. There's times that God wants to work with us. Anyway, I had a toothache, and I had someone that was determined that I shouldn't have it. And I wasn't determined that I shouldn't have it yet. I hadn't really asked the Lord much about it yet, because I wanted, Lord, what are you doing? How can I get something out of this? I'm not saying that you shouldn't pray. You should pray. But they was determined to that, and they finally used, I think, one of the past saints of old or something, that had, one of them that had been, I don't know, Fanny Crosby or somebody, not Fanny Crosby, somebody else that had went blind or had a problem and it was better, and faced to it. And used them and said how they had, and God healed them. Sister, it took 3 years. I mean, yeah, he did. God did heal. I mean, but it took him 3 years to do that. To have faith in God is not for me to say the world's full of this, folks. Faith, you can have faith in God, and God made promises. So if you want that new Mercedes, faith will get it for you. Faith will get that Mercedes for you, whether it's the will of God or not. Faith will get you your mansion, your big house, that job that you're looking for. You can have that. If you sit and grit your teeth, if you can put out all doubts and you can believe strongly enough on the Lord can do it. I don't trust my own mind enough to rule my own life. To have faith in the God that knows everything. I want to have faith in a God that knows me. I believe in God. I believe that he can help me through this life. And I don't want to put restrictions on that. But I want to have faith that God can perform what God is wanting to do in our lives. There will be problems and places in life. And there's nothing... many of these things are in the will of God and good for us. The ones that had faith in God said, Lord, do what you want in my life. Help me in my life to accomplish what you want me to do. And what happens if we don't? We can affect then everything around us. Everything around us. It can affect my home. It can affect my children. It can affect everything. I appreciate the times in my life that God arrested me. When I started to stray, when I started to get off, and God brought something into my life, I had faith that he'd do it. I believe that he'll do it. Lord, I believe that you love me and that you care for me. And all of a sudden there's something in my life. I'm not ready to pray that away yet. I don't want to say, Lord, I want to know what you're doing in my life, because I have faith in your leadership. I have faith that you're all powerful. I believe you can stand the water up on its edge. I believe you can stop the storms. I believe that you can cause bad men to walk away. I believe that you can change the courses of life. I believe that you can do all of those things. My faith is in you to accomplish that, not in my own mind or will. I don't know who the next president is supposed to be, folks. I don't know. But God is able to lead us in this life by having faith in God to do it. Lord, I believe in you. Lead us on. I find faith quiet. I find it peaceful. I find it calming to have faith in God. I find it when the world wants to, there's a tumultuous storm going on and the things around us. I find faith calms us of spirit. I find believing in the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise God that has proclaimed himself to be love to us. I find it calming. Yes. I find it peaceful. I find it assuring. And I'm glad for it. Thank the Lord for it. Over in familiar scripture, over in Luke. God definitely gives gifts unto men. And he definitely gives his people power to pray. He gives, one of the examples of prayer and faith is the one that was of like passion that prayed and it didn't rain. And I want to ask you, what monetary value, what did that, how, do you don't think rain affected his life too? You don't think no rain for 3.5 years didn't affect the way he lived and what he did? Do you believe that that was his mind and his will and his way? That he did that and he all of a sudden, I want it to be that way to hurt these others? No, it did not benefit him in a fleshly way. That was the will of God that he had prayed. That was the inspiration of the Lord that was on him to pray that way. And another time when all the prophets, false prophets was out there cutting themselves and yelling and trying to get their faith to believe in and all the things that they tried to conjure up their God, when it come to man of God's turn, it wasn't all of that. It was in simplicity. It was in knowing that the will of God had placed him in a certain place and time to fulfill God's will. It wasn't his own mind that he was striving for. He was striving for the things of God. That's why it works. That's why faith works in our life. Faith is not to be a catalyst to try to accomplish the will of our own mind. It's really to find the will of God. In all of it, that faith, and when we have faith and we know that the Lord's in something, God's inspired us to these things, the Lord will answer our prayers. We can see the Lord in these things. So over here, Jesus gives us an example over in 22nd chapter of Luke. Verse 39. And he came out and went as he was want to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And he was at the place. He said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine done. Now Jesus is making an expression there about what his mind is. This is hard. I can look at something sometimes and say, Lord, I'm not ready for this. I remember one time in particular, something hit us in our home, and I just plain told the Lord flat out, Lord, I'm not ready for this. But the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Jesus expressed, and all we're, it's a privilege to get to. Jesus was an example to us in this, and he expressed his will that can this cup pass from me? This is a bitter cup. This is a hard cup. This is a hard thing. This is a hard thing to do. Can the cup be removed? But he said, my mind removes the cup. My mind removes the cup. My mind says the brother don't go. He doesn't pass away. We need him. My mind said, no, this isn't logical in my life. I mean, I lost my... when I had 4 little children, I lost my wife when she was 30 years old, and none of it made sense. I mean, I can't make sense from a human being about that. And I can pray, and it was only in retrospect that I've seen what God wanted to do. And that's why I trust the Lord's mind over my own mind. Because he's thinking about the salvation of her and the children and me and the dynamics of it all, and God knows what to do, and I don't know what to do. And I'm going to tell you, if I had my way in my mind, and you really want to know the truth, there was a lot of times where I sat down and gritted my teeth for faith enough to overthrow God's will. And I couldn't do it. And I thank God that we can't. We want to be in tune with it, not fighting against it. I don't know what it is. And if you do know, I'll be glad to listen in any particular case. But I just know there's been so many times that faith was all kind of used as a catalyst. But Jesus didn't do it. Jesus believed, didn't he? Jesus knew who his Father was, didn't he? And he asked him this, but he said, nevertheless, not my mind, not my will, not my way, but thy will be done. You accomplish in me what you want to be done here in this. And you'll see the glory of God in this. I tell you what, God has worked in our lives and answered our prayers and has made himself known to us that I am worthy. You can trust in me. But there's times that it don't make sense to our human minds. Sometimes we say, how could that person be elected? How could that happen? Lord, we prayed and we prayed and we prayed and yet our brother died. And Lord, we prayed and prayed and prayed and yet the flood come and flooded the chapel anyway. And we prayed and prayed and prayed again. And we had this devastation in our life and we prayed and we had tried to have faith and we did this and it didn't seem to work. It works. It works to have faith in the God that knows what he's doing. The faith in the one that's able to make all things work together for good. That's the God we serve in. That even though everything falls around me, you're still God. Job gave us such an example of this in his faith. Was Job's faith that God wasn't God if everything didn't go right? No. He didn't try to assume his mind into it. He said, God's still in this. God giveth. And God taketh away. And God appoints. And God has purposes. We have faith. I want to say this. We have faith in God. Not in our own hearts and mind. We have faith in God. We can be quiet with it. We can be still with it. We can be comfortable with it. The things that come into our life, God knows. God knows what he's doing and he knows how to get to the end of it. We can ask God for these things and God is moved by our passion sometimes. God is moved by our sincerity. God is moved by these things sometimes. God tells us to come this way. God can change the course of anything. We have faith in him that we go to. Lord, I'm not coming to you. I'm going to come and ask you for these things, Lord. But the bottom of my heart is if you don't, you're still God. I'm coming to the one that I believe in. And if I don't receive healing to the body, I get consolation to my soul. I can get grace in my spirit. I can have help from God. And yes, I believe God still heals. And he still answers prayers. But it's really hard for me to assume myself the master of these things. It's hard for me to be able to really think that my mind is good enough. That is capable enough to know whether you need healing right now or not. By inspiration, I've walked into those places before. By inspiration of God, I've put my hands on people before and God done something. By inspiration of God, this signals his will and his purpose in those things. Maybe we ought to pray for more of that. More inspiration, being in the places that we hear the inspiration of God and we can experience God more. Do you want healed to the detriment of your own soul? No. Do you want healed in the detriment of your own family? Can God use the circumstances of life around us to do these things? We know that he can. We've seen him do it. I've been inspired the other way. I believe in the Lord. I was praying one time been praying very earnestly. It was a time where Sister Inman was going through her battles. She battled for years, if you knew Sister Inman. She was physically had physical problems for years. And I was praying for her one day, and with the idea of, Lord, how should I pray? I mean, I really don't know. I mean, how should I pray? And the Lord inspired me that Sister Inman, he didn't say, I'm going to heal her. He didn't say I wasn't. He said, she will see good days. That just come to me in the middle of prayer. She will see good days. And so I thanked the Lord and went on with that. And she was down, thought she was going to pass. I mean, she was down low. But that year she ended up at Monarch. And I told her, I said, the Lord told me something about you. She said, what did he say? I said, he told me you was going to see good days. And she said, Brother Marty, I'm here seeing good days. It's an answer of what the Lord told me to do it. And I believed it. I believed it because God is able to talk with us and deal with us in life and inspire us. I had someone come to me out of the desperation of their heart. They wanted a brother healed so bad. They were so close to him and they wanted him healed so bad. And they come and they pleaded and they begged for us all to get an overwhelming thing gone and just move God on his throne. I already had something from the Lord on that. And that wasn't it. I couldn't believe that he was going to be healed because the Lord had testified to me something different. Do I override that? Do I say no to that? I have faith in God, not our own minds or our own wills or our own wishes. Surely we will all feel that way with loved ones, won't we? Won't we always feel that way with loved ones, that let's do everything we can do and let's muster up everything? Of course, I've felt that way many times myself. Yes. I'll do anything. I got on a big fast and fasted for days and weeks and all those things, and all those things touches God. That's what we're trying to do with that. Have faith in God. We need to answer from God. Yes. I knew a man that let it destroy him. At the end of it all, when his wife died anyway, the man told me, I used to be a man of faith. Oh, he said, Marty, I believe so much in the Lord. I believed and said, I don't have any faith now. I lost my faith. Because he put it all in that the Lord was going to heal his wife, and there was no way not to, and he put it all into that, and his wife died anyway. And at the end of it, he had no faith. But you know what happened with me? I went through it at the same time and done the same thing. And my wife died too. And I ended up with more faith. I ended up with more faith than I had before. Not in my own mind. Not in certain circumstances or ways. I had more faith watching a faithful God deal with her, deal with me, deal with the family, heal hurts, heal heartaches, bring it all together. I saw God so wonderfully in it all that I had more faith in actually in God. Not some circumstances that has to be done, but actually in God, our great God, our God Redeemer. I had so much more confidence in him because I know you'll lead me right. You had faith. You were faithful to this person that wanted. My wife wasn't always strong of faith, but she loved the Lord. And so there's things in her life and things that she got this. And do you know that through it all, she ended up going and had all these treatments and all that. But do you know through it all, she come to an absolute place of faith in God. Well, we wouldn't want to choose that route, but I'm going to tell you, that route brought her to a place till she surrendered totally. They can do nothing else for me. She surrendered totally. I saw God answer prayer all through circumstances that you wouldn't hardly believe. God answered prayer and calmed her and brought her to a place. And my faith when it first happened was God is going to save her and keep her. God is going to do something because that's God. Yes. And you know, God, it wasn't my mind. I'm going to tell you, it wasn't even close to my mind. I'll be honest with you. I fought the will of God. I don't want this, Lord. I even was so bold one time to say, and I said it as humbly as I knew how to say something like this, but I said it to the Lord. Lord, if you take my wife, you're just wrong. That's the way I told him what I felt. And I think that's okay. It's just as well said as I did. The Lord knew anyway. I felt that way about this. If you take her, you're wrong. God's never wrong, folks. Faith in God is God's never wrong. I was just saying feelings in the middle of a battle, a strong battle. Wasn't too long. Very quickly after that, I said, Lord, I didn't really mean, I'm sorry about that. I have respect to God, but God is able to save us. We're all going to be out of here. Something's going to do it, folks. Something is going to do it. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Not in circumstances, not in a system, not in your own mind and the way you determine that things ought to be by experience or anything else. I'm going to tell you, God will go against that sometimes. You can't put him in a box. You can't determine how it's going to be. God knows what we need today. Absolutely not know what we do. And when we go to God in faith. Faith in God. Lord, I don't know what the answers is. I can be out here and there's 5,000 people out here and they're hungry. How would you feed them? Let's get your mind together here. Let's get it together. Let's kind of work it out. Nobody could have imagined how Jesus was going to do it. He did it way beyond what they could ever have thought that he could have done. That's having faith in God. You know, there was a time where there was a woman that had run out of meal. And she had just a little bit. It sounded like a handful. It sounded like this. And she had a little bit of oil. And I think she said she had two sticks. And she's going to a couple sticks. And she's going to bake a fire. And she's going to make a cake. And she was going to die. And the prophet says to her, this is faith in God. This is faith in God. Make a man of God a cake first. Put this first. Well, just as well, I'm going to die anyway, or whatever it is. But there's faith. I'm going to have faith in what God can do. My mind won't take it in, folks. I'll say today, my mind can't. I think I'd be looking into that barrel every once in a while. I know that thing was empty. Or I know it wasn't that much in there. Where's it coming from? It doesn't make sense for us to do that. But he said, make him first and watch what God can do. In those circumstances, it's having faith in God. Why didn't God just have somebody bring a big meal barrel by? There's so many ways to do this. But you know, that's an illustration there. God wants us to have faith in Him. He wants us to have faith in Him, not in our own minds, not in the ability of somebody else, just faith. He wants us to have faith in God. So Jesus says here, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. This was when it was done. Do you know Jesus didn't just do this one time? If you want to, Jesus did this more than one time. It didn't happen the first time, and sometimes it don't happen for us. Sometimes you can think you got that tied down, and it creeps back up. So sometimes you do it. But this says that it comes to the circle. You know, Jesus' ministry and everything changed right here at this point. Not my will, but thine will. Not my heart, but thine. Not my mind. I could try to find another way to get through this. But not my will, but thy will be done. Familiar scripture in the 15th chapter of John. that I think answers so many questions in the spiritual, our spiritual lives. John 15, Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me. Can I do that? Abide in me, and I in you. You know, there's so much in this, honestly. This is such a secret of the victories of our life. So many times we flirt around with all of the things, and I think sometimes a simple answer in an order is, are you abiding? Are you hooked? Are you really connected? Personally, a personal relationship with the Lord. Do you have faith in God? Do you have faith? Not drawing on the faith of others and all those kind of things, but do you have faith in God? Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Again, I think about that flowing inspiration. The flowing inspiration of God. Now, the Lord told us, if there's any sick among you, you know, in the scripture in James, and anointing with oil and praying the prayer of faith. Of faith. God does give his people some power. He does enlist in us to fight devils. And he does enlist in us a certain power and authority. To pray the prayer of faith. Not of my own mind, brother. Not of my own heart, not of my own will, but of the will of God. Praying a prayer of faith that God is almighty, all-knowing, all-wise. I can pray the prayer of faith. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes you don't want the answer that you think you want. Because it's wrong. It's wrong. We're not always right about it. Sometimes it's just flat wrong. I don't want the wrong answer, Brother Ivan. I don't want to make God out like a genie in a lamp. I don't want that. I'll rub this and I'll get three wishes and I get a wish whatever I want or whatever I want. Well, I'll rub it. I'll be more like Christ. Now, who's going to say such a thing with the wish that they have? Trying to perform fleshly things through faith is not going to work.
That's right.
But through the inspiration of God, having inspiration of prayer. You ever heard that? You all know the difference between somebody that really gets inspired with prayer and somebody that don't. Now, we pray. I remember one time hearing, I'm telling you, it moved me. But I remember one time, Brother Stanley Dixon, and it wasn't, no, hey, would you pray for me ever? It was in a moment we were singing some songs, and Brother Stanley was there, and the Lord came in with the song. You can feel God. And then and nobody said anything about prayer, and he got up there in the floor and he started praying. I want to tell you, that was inspired. Oh, you could feel the Lord's inspiration in this prayer that he was praying for God to come and bless us in that. And it was rich. It was so rich. And it was a part of God's extension of his will to us. And so he says that I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same will bring forth much fruit. Oh, I have to ask this question in this. Why does it seem like that God was pleased to have the Job situation? Why did David, being anointed to be king, have to run for a big section of his life before he was actually made king? Why did he have to run like a criminal, chase all over the place? Did God drop the ball? on that? Why couldn't the mighty David, was a man after God's own heart, pray the prayer of faith over that? Because he did. That's what God answered him with. This was the solution to it. This is what God wanted. God wanted to make David a king. He wanted him to experience these things. He wanted him to go through it. Why was most all the apostles martyred? And John still went through being captured and all that he... Why did God choose this kind of a place for faithful people? Didn't they have faith enough? Was they lacking in faith to get themselves out of these circumstances? It wasn't faith. It wasn't a matter of faith. Faith wasn't to be used as a catalyst to the will of our own minds. Faith was to be in faith in the will of God and what God is and what God's trying to accomplish in the salvation of men. God wants us to have faith in Him to perform God's work in this world. Faith. He said to many of them, different ones, Jesus said, if you'd had faith, why is you have little faith? Faith in what? In this particular case, faith that Jesus was the ambassador of God, the Son of God. Have faith that he was that he could do this. I don't see people that's in this situation getting out of this situation. Why should I believe it now? You're not believing in these mystical things. You're not believing in rabbit's foot. You're believing in the God of creation. You're believing in the Almighty God that's able to do these things. We would be better to say, lead me on, Lord, in the paths that you see fit for me. Give me faith to pray. Give me faith to be able to change the things that you want me to change in this life. Give me the wisdom and understanding to know the difference between it. There's times that faithful people didn't even enter into the prayer against the thing, because it was God's badge for them. It was their robe. It was what God had chosen for their life. And don't you dare try to take that from me. This is going to be my salvation. Why didn't Paul have enough faith to pray himself out of prison? Because it wasn't a matter of faith. Maybe he had enough faith to pray himself into one. Maybe he had enough faith to pray himself into getting bit by the snake. Maybe he had enough faith to say, Lord, lead me on to be an ambassador of God wherever I go. I want to tell you, I believe that God, the scripture we started with, is impossible to please. Why did it say that? Are we trying to please God? Yeah. It's impossible to please without faith. It's impossible. You mean this whole thing of faith is about pleasing God? Yes. I had it wrong. I thought it was something to please me. Wait a minute. It ain't about that. Faith is about pleasing God. Yes. Faith is about being able to show God in this world. To have faith in God. We're a people that believe in God. We believe that He rules in the affairs of men. We believe that God, through us, can alter people's lives. We believe that God can heal. We believe God can save. We believe God can do... I'll be honest with you, I have been a benefactor. I benefited so much by God and the things that He has done. He's answered prayer for us so many times. We've had the privilege of being able to call on Him. One day my little boy, I've told this many times, but I get to tell it again. But my little boy, he was just a little boy. He was running across an old porch and he got a splinter in his foot from an old treated lumber porch, and he got that in there, and I think we bribed him with some popsicles for me to try to pick that thing out of there, and I got it out of there, and it didn't bleed. And I remember thinking, boy, I wish that thing would have bled good, kind of clean it out, but it didn't bleed, and it stuck back in there. Well, I think it was just that night or so, that thing started fevering up, and those red lines started running up his legs. You know how the blood poison does when it starts running, if you've ever seen that. And he had those red streaks running up his knee, and we had him prayed for. at the camp meeting, and then when we got him home that night, it was in his foot, but his hands looked like you take these balloons and blow them up, and they were just red. His hands were red. He was so infected, and they were ballooned up, and you can imagine what I felt. I'm ready to get into that gritting your teeth mode, right? I'm ready to say I'm not doubting anything. I'm ready for something here. But that ain't the way this went. I labored and begged God to way up into the night. I begged the Lord for his will to heal him. Lord, touch him. This is looking desperate. He couldn't sleep. He was just turning and tossing and moaning and groaning. Somewhere way up in the middle of the night, as I was just begging God, there was a peace flowed over me that just saturated me. I felt an overwhelming touch of the Lord. When it happened, it so stirred me that I immediately went to my son to see. And as I felt that, he just calmed out and went right to sleep. Got up the next day with all of that gone. Thank the Lord. I petition you, Father, for your will in this. Let your will be to heal my son. If it's his will, he can perform it. I didn't doubt the healing power of God. I don't doubt his power. I don't doubt that he's everywhere. I found him everywhere. I don't doubt his great wisdom and understanding about my life. For surely he knows better than any of us what's best. And I want to tell you, any other answer from the Lord than healing? I'm a human. And I would have wrestled. And I would have fought for the will of God. But ultimately, without faith. Faith in God that this is right. If this is of the Lord, this is right. No matter what it is. God, we know. That's faith in God. That is faith in God. That God can do these things. You remember when the disciple, when Jesus went by and the fig tree didn't enter, and he cursed the fig tree, and they went into the city. A few hours later, they come by and the disciples look at the fig tree and they marveled and said, I mean, it was dried up from the roots. This thing was completely dried up. And they said to Jesus, they said, how quickly? They marveled how quickly this thing dried up. And Jesus' answer to them was, have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's our answer to all our problems. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. And here is this is a part of a verse that is worth keeping. For without me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. So here was the deal. Did the disciples want Jesus to be crucified and gone? What would they have prayed? Being there, loving the Lord, him being their master, them following around, they depended on him. What did they want? What was their heart and mind? They did not know that salvation was going to be given through Christ's death. And they would have fought it. And you know, we'll fight our salvation because we don't know what the answer of it is many times. So Lord, help us to have faith in God. Lord, what you do in our lives and what you bring in our life, I'm going to have faith in God. I want to tell this publicly too. It happened just a couple weeks ago, and it's still an inspiration to my heart. We had something that's kind of a physical problem in a home, and I was praying about it, and I get kind of anxious. I can get kind of anxious. And so I was kind of anxious about it and telling the Lord about it. And the Lord brought to me the passage of Romans 8:28, which you hear that all the time. Anytime you get in trouble, saints will remind you of that. Romans 8:28. For all things we know, Well, we know all things work together for good. We know. And the Lord brought that scripture to me, but he done it like nobody else can do it. He done it with life. He done it with, he actually brought the times in my life just like a flood of memory. See, he brought this. It all works together for good. See, and it all come into my mind. It's such an inspiration. And he said, I got it. Yes. And you know, from that moment, he's got this one, Linda. And he's got this one. Lord's got this one. I don't know. It might seem bad. I'm going to tell you. The Lord has said there's something good right on the other end of this one. God has already said that. The inspiration's come. Without me, you can do nothing, he said. I can't do anything. I can't change it. Can't alter it. But I can trust in the Lord. And trusting in the Lord is more than the divine healing, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, trusting in the Lord is trusting in God. It's trusting in God for the affairs of my life. And it's trusting when the Lord sees it's going to be so too much for me to handle and I'm nervous and worried about it, the Lord speaks the scripture to me. I trust him to do that. Did the Lord ever give you a song in a battle? He's faithful, ain't he? You can trust him. God, you living for God, God ain't going to give up on you. You're not going to be lost. God's going to keep you done. And God's going to do the right thing for you. Trusting the Lord is believing that. This is right. And when it's all said and done, the hardest things. What's the scripture say? The darkest night and brazen sky. Boy, I'm going to tell you, you ever been there in the middle of the dark night in your labor? And boy, I'm going to tell you what, you want that sun to come up. The old devil, it seems there, and it's gloomy and it's dark, and the darkest night and brazen sky is pierced by faith's unfailing eye. Faith in what? God. Faith in God. That, Lord, I don't know how, what, when, or where, but you're still God. And I'm your child. And this can't help from being right. It will be right. My faith is in you. So Lord, lead us onward. 2023 and beyond, with the world going as crazy as it is. And it's going crazy. The devil is rampant. It all is crazy. Mind is, people are trying. Lord, lead us on. And let our faith in you increase. Let us believe in God. Not in our own hearts and our own minds and our own wills and our own way. But Lord, help us to believe in God. And let my faith be in you to whatever outcome you desire. Yes, I'm going to ask you, Lord, for your will in this. Lord, have your will to heal our brother. Lord, we need healings. You are the God of healings. You can do anything. We petition you as a father, as you're our father. I'm going to tell you something. I used to go to my dad and ask him stuff. And sometimes he'd give me what I wanted and sometimes he wouldn't. And sometimes they would just plain say, that's not good for you. No, you can't have that. Well, I want a this or that. No, you can't have that. Well, I want to go here. Can I go here with my friends? No, you can't go. Why? Because we know better. And you'll know better someday too. That's what we want of the Lord. That's what we want of the Lord. I wonder sometimes if the Lord ain't looking down just saying, well, I sure wish I could do it, but if I did it, destroy all of them. They don't know what they're asking. They're like children. They don't know. And look, I want to come to the Lord with that kind of humility and have faith in God. You pray for me that my faith would be increased.